Radio Prague News.
Three people are reported dead and one injured after a man went on a shooting spree on the grounds of Aircraft Industries in Kunovice on Thursday. One of the legends of the Czech underground, poet Ivan Martin Jiros, known to his friends as Magor, has died at the age of 67. And the European Commission has revised downward its growth forecast for the Czech economy for both this and next year. Three people are reported dead and one injured after a man went on a shooting spree on the grounds of Aircraft Industries in Kunovice on Thursday. The attacker shot dead two men and injured one woman before turning the gun on himself. According to media reports, the attacker was the brother of the arms magnate Pavel Musela, who suffered irreparable brain injuries during an accident at a hunt in 2008. Police are searching for a likely motive, and there is speculation that it could have been revenge in connection with his brother's accident. One of the legends of the Czech underground, poet Ivan Martin Jiros, known to his friends as Magor, has died at the age of 67. The author of numerous poetry collections, first published in Samizdat, Ivan Jiros is perhaps best known as the artistic manager and spiritual leader of the underground rock band The Plastic People of the Universe. His battles with the communist regime resulted in 8.5 years behind bars. In 2006, he was awarded the Jaroslav Seifert Prize for Literary Achievement, among others for a 500-page collection of his letters from prison. The European Commission has revised downward its growth forecast for the Czech economy for both this and next year. According to figures released on Thursday, the European Commission expects the Czech economy to grow by a mere 1.8% this year, down from an earlier 2% forecast, while next year's growth estimate is now at 0.7%, down from a previous 2.9%. The predictions are more dire than those released both by the International Monetary Fund and the Czech Finance Ministry. Employees of the Prague City Gallery are packing up the last 5 canvases of Alfons Mucha's 20-strong Slav epic in Moravský Krumlov and are expected to see them on their way to Prague on Thursday night. The fight over Alfons Mucha's Slav epic has soured relations between the Czech capital and Moravský Krumlov, which fought in vain to be allowed to keep the collection, pointing out that Prague had not fulfilled the conditions under which the famous Art Nouveau painter bequeathed the Slav epic to the capital city, that is, building a special pavilion which would do the outsized collection justice. No date has yet been set for when the paintings will be put on display in the Czech capital. A baby gorilla born at Prague's Troje Zoo this week and rejected by its mother remains in an incubator. Vets say it is not in immediate danger, but are concerned about its fate if its mother persistently refuses to care for it. Keepers say they will make another effort to get the 16-year-old Western Lowland gorilla to accept her first young, despite the fact that it could put the life of the baby at risk. So far, the facility has raised 3 gorillas born since 2004. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be clear to partly cloudy with day temperatures between 4 and 8 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. My name is Pavla Horáková. In today's program, Industry and Trade Minister Martin Kocourek resigns from government. We look at the details. Czech player Martin Staszko finishes second in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. And in Panorama today, a special gel developed by Czech researchers proves exceptionally effective in healing wounds. All that and more coming up, so please stay tuned. Prime Minister Petr Nečas accepted the resignation of Industry and Trade Minister Martin Kocourek on Wednesday evening, the 6th change to the cabinet in the last year. The resignation was preceded by several days of corruption allegations against Mr. Kocourek and speculation as to the source of a 16 million crown payment made to the minister's mother. Christian Falvi has more.
The information that Jindřiška Kocourková, the mother of the industry and trade minister, had been the recipient of 16.4 million crowns in 2008 was first released last week and was all the more brow-raising for the fact that the money had been invested through the company Key Investments, a brokerage company under investigation by the central bank for its involvement in numerous shady dealings over the last 5 years. Among other things, the company accepted 600 million from Prague municipalities that it has been unable to pay back, having lost its trading license earlier this year. Ms. Kocourková's money was invested in an American company whose bonds were purchased with the Prague Municipal Funds, but her share was paid out with a profit only 3 months later. After initially denying he had any relationship to the funds in question, on Wednesday, Minister Kocourek bowed to the pressure of the media, the opposition, and his own party, and addressed the issue at a special press conference, while adamant that under no circumstances had he unjustly enriched himself or anyone else, either through his chairmanship on the supervisory board of CEZ or elsewhere. His own explanation for the appearance of the money on the account of his mother was nonetheless awkward.
Since the release of this information, I have been considering which is the greater interest, whether the issue of my privacy or that of explanation. All of the money in question comes either from my own, my family, or my historical finances, which I entrusted to the management of Key Investments only so that I could divert them from any problems that might have arisen with regards to my difficult family situation in 2008.
This admission did nothing to settle speculation into Mr. Kocourek's financial affairs, as the difficult family situation he referred to was his divorce, and he clarified that he had moved the funds in order to protect them. Whether the diversion of personal finances from a divorce settlement amounts to yet another crime has been much discussed since the minister's revelation, with some lawyers saying it would amount to defrauding his ex-wife and a conviction of up to 10 years in prison, while others say there seems to be no foul play in it. In any case, the decision of Prime Minister Petr Nečas, when the two met later on Wednesday, was to accept yet another resignation based on corruption charges. The resignation of Environment Minister Pavel Drobil and Transport Minister Vít Bárta both came on the heels of charges that are being investigated by anti-corruption police. Nonetheless, Mr. Nečas was very clear that while accepting his industry minister's resignation, he was not convinced of corruption.
I do not believe there was any act of corruption, among other things because Mr. Kocourek did not hold any constitutional post at that time. Nonetheless, the entire case will be investigated. I assume that he will provide all of the necessary documentation and that the matter will end well for him. He also provided me with some information that he was not prepared to discuss publicly. The important thing is that the minister took political responsibility for a step or a mistake that he made when he was not in a constitutional position.
Martin Kocourek may very well be innocent on all counts, but that possibility unfortunately has little bearing on public perception of the government at this particular point in time, when charges of corruption are as much a topic hitting the cabinet as its own stilted efforts to combat it institutionally.
Christian Falwit with that report. Now, Czech player Martin Staszko achieved the greatest success of his poker career when he finished second in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas on Wednesday, where the 35-year-old Czech won over $5.4 million in prize money. Czech players now hope his accomplishment will popularize poker back home and eventually relax recently tightened Czech legislation on the game. Jan Richter reports.
Here is the river card. It is the four of diamonds, and that will do it. P.S. Hines is the 2011 World Series of Poker.
Four of diamonds was not enough for Martin Staszko's in the final of the 2011 World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. In the final showdown, the Czech was holding 10 and 7 of clubs, while his opponent, P.S. Hines from Germany, an ace and a king. The last card meant Martin Staszko finished second with over $5.4 million in prize money. But Staszko, speaking immediately after the final was over, said second place was a great success.
I think for poker in Czech Republic it's very good. I am very happy with second place and congratulations to Pius to win.
Martin Staszko had to beat nearly 7,000 players in the Texas Hold'em tournament to advance to the final three-handed game, along with Pius Hines and Ben Lamb from the U.S. There, in the very first hand, Staszko, wearing his signature flannel shirt, doubled up on Lamb, knocked the American out and took the chip lead. Staszko and Hines then exchanged the lead nine times in more than 6 hours before the Czech began to pull away and ultimately failed to win the famed WSOP bracelet. I asked Czech poker expert Jaroslav Sita, who was following the game at home, what spoiled Staszko's chances of the overall win.
What he was lacking was a bit of luck, I guess. People say poker is all about luck, but that's not quite true. But you do need a bit of luck in anything you do, and I think that is what Martin needed to win.
The second place at the World Series of Poker is a career highlight for the 35-year-old Martin Staszko, who only took up the game 4 years ago. In fact, he only gave up his car factory job last May. But his strong analytical skills soon made him one of the world's top players. Jaroslav Sita again.
I think his strongest skills are analytical thinking and a mathematical approach to the game. He is a former chess player, which is great for playing poker. He has been training his logical thinking since he was a child, and I think that is his greatest advantage.
Martin Staszko's accomplishment was cheered in his hometown of Třinec in the northeast of the country. When the multimillionaire returns home, he will receive an award from the town hall. But others hope his success will popularize poker in the Czech Republic and, more importantly, relax recently tightened legislation which treats the game as gambling and removes it from the public space into casinos and poker clubs.
I think it's a breaking point. I don't blame Czech MPs for treating poker the same way as gambling machines, betting roulette and so on. They did not know much about the game, but now, thanks to Martin's success, poker will be talked about a lot more. So I hope poker will be taken out of this legislation and some special rules will be applied.
Jaroslav Sita from the Czech Poker Association, ending that report by Jan Richter. Now, one hears a great deal about the importance of fighting free radicals, but it's not often that one sees the benefits of this in practice. Czech researchers from the Institute of Macromolecular Chemistry of the Czech Academy of Sciences have an outstanding success story in this respect. They have developed a gel that has proved exceptionally effective in healing both chronic and acute wounds with the aid of free radical binding technology. Find out more in Panorama with Daniela Lazarová.
It's an inconspicuous red and white tube named Hemagel, an over-the-counter medicine available in Czech drugstores. People unfamiliar with it may bypass it without a glance, but patients with varicose ulcers, diabetic foot or bed sores swear by it. Doctors have found that it helps close and heal chronic wounds where nothing else worked, as well as healing surgical wounds, bad burns and cuts in a miraculously short time. The head of the Institute of Macromolecular Chemistry, František Rypáček, explains how it works.
In every wound, if there is some inflammation process, there is also a process which creates a reactive oxygen species, and this species will slow down the healing. It means the proliferation of cells. Some cells will die because of these actions. And so we prepared material in which these so-called radical scavengers are covalently bound to the material. They are not released from the material, but they can absorb and bind and inactivate the reactive oxygen species, and therefore they decrease the concentration of this reactive oxygen species in the wound, and they facilitate the healing by these mechanisms.
Since when has the gel been available for testing, and since when have you tested it on patients with what results?
It was tested on animals at the time when the gel was developed in 1996-1997, after the patent was filed, and then to patients it came after we found a producer of the material, producer of this preparation, Hemagel, and so the company Wake, which we eventually make the contract and which we license our patent to company, are now producing the preparation. It has the attest and it's permitted to be applied to patients.
Would you say that it's one of the most reliable products on the market in this respect now?
I think it's a unique product on the market because it's the only product which uses this principle. It means the scavenging of reactive oxygen species. There are other products which somehow may act by other way, it means keep certain environment in the wound, but this product has this active principle. But it is not a drug because nothing is released from the material to the body, to systemic circulation, but it is it applies from the surface extra from the tissue. And in addition to this active principle, it also secures a certain environment of the wound. It means it provides so-called wet healing conditions for the wound.
Hemagel has been tested and has been proven effective on a wide range of wounds, from deep, chronic and extensive wounds to small bothers such as sores, acne and cracked mouth. It has been found to heal wounds in half the time it would normally take and protects them from infection. Radovan Fiala is a surgeon who uses it in Motol Hospital where he works. He explains the secret of its success.
The organism needs to meet some criteria for healing. For example, good nutrition and blood perfusion of the area of the wound. So you need to influence all these conditions to make the wound to heal, and the Hemagel helps in this process.
Where has it been tested?
It was tested in some faculty hospitals, for example in Plzeň, in gynecology and obstetrics department, and in some other hospitals which are focused on chronic wounds or chronic hospitalization of old people. So it was used in some chronic venous insufficiency ulcers and decubits.
The product has been patented in a great many states, all EU member countries, the United States, Canada and Japan. Apotex, a Canadian pharmaceutical corporation and a large producer of generic drugs, is about to take it beyond the country's borders. Martina Antenova is the general manager of the company's Czech branch.
It's available already now in drugstores and pharmacies in Czech Republic, and now we are dealing with our other subsidiaries in EU countries, like, as I said, Belgium, Spain, Italy, Netherlands, Ukraine and others. Anyhow, we are also negotiating with our corporate head office in Toronto which countries we would like to target first. So I cannot answer exactly when, because it takes time to prepare to the strategy included in the plans for individual countries. But anyhow, in December we have a large global meeting abroad where we will discuss that issue.
Well, more or less, are we talking about 3 years, five years?
No. It's a question maximum 12 months, maximum.
There's a lot of competition on the market abroad in this respect from similar products. How do you think this product will stand up to the competition?
We are convinced of the company that it will be stand up as number one because the evidences about the effect and result coming from using that product in a different stages of the wounds is undisputable. So it's up to experience of any physicians. You have heard about the some casuistic from US, and we have our own casuistic in the Czech Republic, and it is there is evidence which is proved that that product is not miracle, but is really outstanding with excellent features.
You yourself say that you tested it on your children. Can you tell me with what results as a mom?
As a mom, I'm very satisfied. It's I haven't expected so good results. I have two kids, son and daughter. Both are very active, and they have the bounds on the knees as usual. They fall down from the bike or even on a pavement, and within several days, they are really healed.
So there are no scars, no infections.
No, no. It's faster, as we have proven. There is a very strong effect on the pain feeling. My kids are very sensitive to pain, and they said that they feel okay. And they also the healing is by 50% shorter than when I would have used different devices or different medicaments.
So. Sounds like a miracle product to me. We already had what it costs in this country. Will it be affordable for people abroad?
Yeah, it's a purpose, because if it wouldn't be affordable, you cannot expect the wide used. And it's our goal to set up the price level so everybody can buy it.
Effective and affordable, Hemogel is getting good reports from all round. I asked František Rybáček from the Institute of Macromolecular Chemistry of the Czech Academy of Sciences how the Czech public had received Hemogel and what his hopes were for the product on an international scale.
We have very positive results, and we have very many positive references from people who, let's say, write letters to the institute and thanks to scientists that they invented something which helped them so much.
What are your aspirations in this respect? Where would you like to see Hemogel in 5-10 years' time? Would you like to see it widely used in the world?
Of course, I think that the preparation has a potential to be appreciated around the world, because I never heard any bad news about the usage of this the preparation. So I think that if we can bring this preparation to the market, which is very competitive, and because this is a preparation which is sold over the counter, so anybody can purchase such gel and use it at home because it's very simple, the market has very large potential. And so I hope that within the next 5-10 years it will become a trade name for good healing of the wounds.
The head of the Institute of Macromolecular Chemistry of the Czech Academy of Sciences, František Rybáček, ending that edition of Panorama with Daniel Lazarová. We are now rounding off our regular weekday program with a rerun of Sound Czech, our Czech language program brought to you by Jan Wellinger.
Jsi dobrá kočka, která nemlsá. Všechno, co bereš, umíš dát. Kdo čurá strachy, nesmí do lesa. Jsem rád.
Welcome to Soundcheck, our Czech language series in which you can learn Czech phrases and idioms through song lyrics. In today's edition, we'll hear a song by the popular Czech rock group Lucie. The phrase to look out for is Kdo se bojí, nesmí do lesa, which translates literally as If you're afraid, don't go into the forest. Kdo se bojí, nesmí do lesa. Actually, Lucie take a little artistic liberty with the phrase and modified it. They sing Kdo čurá strachy, nesmí do lesa. If you pee in fear, don't go into the forest. The name of the song is Dobrá kočka, která nemlsá.
Jsi dobrá kočka, která nemlsá. Všechno, co vezmeš, umíš dát. Kdo čurá strachy, nesmí do lesa. Jsem rád.
The English equivalent of Kdo se bojí, nesmí do lesa, or Lucie's variation, is If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen, meaning if you don't have the stomach for a risky venture or the courage to move ahead with a brave new project, better give it up or not even start. Otherwise, you might not have what it takes to see things through. But in such an event, also don't expect to see great results. As the saying goes, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Or the more archaic, fear never won the heart of a lady. Too bad. If fear freezes you in your tracks or leaves you trembling in your boots, better not go into the forest.
Kdo čurá strachy, nesmí do lesa. Jsem rád, jsem rád, jsem rád. Asi dobrá kočka, co se...
Regarding fear, another saying in Czech is Kdo se bojí, umírá dvakrát, which translates literally as He who fears dies twice. The equivalent in English is Fear is worse than death itself. Geek fans of the acclaimed sci-fi novel Dune by Frank Herbert know all about this, often quoting the sci-fi litany, Fear is the mind killer. That's a pretty good one, but that especially makes sense if you've read the book. If you think you'll fail, or as the Czech band Lucia suggests, if you're likely to pee in your pants, better stay at home and hide behind mum's skirts. The Czechs have a great moniker for you, by the way, if you're one of those. Strašpitel. Strašit means to scare. Strach, fear. And pitel, well, a bag. So literally, scaredy bag. In English you might say, don't be such a chicken, scaredy pants.
Všechno, co bereš, umíš dát. Kdo čurá strachy, nesmí do lesa. Jsem rád, jsem rád, jsem rád.
As for those who show courage in the face of fear, in Czech you would say they were stateční, brave. Nebojí se ničeho, they are afraid of nothing, and forge ahead despite the odds. Examples for those of us who are less stout to follow, whether in politics, the arts, business, or a thousand other endeavors. Strašpitel, watch out. Fear is the mind killer, and ahead, there's nothing but forest.
Osud nebo náhoda a noc je dlouhá, noc je náhá.
And that was Jan Wellinger with Soundcheck wrapping up Radio Prague's English program for today. Don't forget that this program is also available online at www.radio.cz. If you have any comments or questions, don't hesitate to get in touch. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or by post at Vinohradská 12, 12099 Prague 2. But for now, from me, Pavla Horáková, and all of us here at Radio Prague, thank you for joining us, and goodbye.